In the gospel reading today, we hear about the fact that these guards went to the chief priests, and they were paid off to tell people that the body of our Lord was stolen while the guards were sleeping, and that's an easy story to believe. So we really have to ask ourselves, do we believe in the resurrection? Not only do you believe in the resurrection of Jesus, which obviously, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, no one else can, but do you believe in your own? Brother Donkey right here is going to rise from the dead. The one sitting here in the pew is going to rise from the dead. Do you believe that? If you don't believe that you're going to rise from the dead, then neither did Jesus. See, this has massive implications. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, you're not going to rise from the dead. And if you're not going to rise from the dead, neither did he. St. Paul addressed that 2,000 years ago with the exact same point. If there is no resurrection from the dead, then Jesus didn't rise. And if Jesus didn't rise, and he said, we are the deadest of the dead because we're hoping for something that is complete fairy tale. We're hoping for something in which there is no hope. And so not only are we the deadest of the dead, if that's the case, we're the stupidest of the stupid. So look really seriously at this point. Understand from the perspective in which this was taking place, the chief priests, remember, bought their office from the Romans. These were not people who raised up through the ranks and they were the holiest of the priests and they became the chief priests. They bought it from the pagans. It's a political position. Now, if Jesus rose from the dead, what's going to happen to the chief priests? They're not needed anymore. They lose their power, they lose their money, they lose everything that they're about. There was a very selfish purpose involved in saying that he didn't rise from the dead. But in the first reading, we heard St. Peter tell us about everything that happened to Jesus. And he said it was the set purpose and plan of God. We can go back through the Old Testament and we can see everything that God said was going to happen. And that's exactly what we have looked at in the past week. But now we look forward. All the things that happened, not only about our Lord's passion and his death, but his resurrection and his glorification as well. And that is what gives us not only the hope, but the confidence in our own resurrection, in our own glorification. It's not a guarantee. And it's a guarantee we're all going to rise from the dead, every last one of us. But where we're going to spend eternity is the point of the decision we have to make. So our Lord risen from the dead, yes, it is that hope. But that hope then is what causes us to strive to live our lives for him. Because we know where we want to be. If we want to be in heaven for eternity, then why wouldn't we be preparing for that now? If we want to spend eternity with God, why would we want our souls languishing in the foolishness of the world, in the emptiness of the materialism and the selfishness and all the nonsense of the world? Why wouldn't we want ourselves to be filled with truth and with charity? Why wouldn't we want to have our focus on the things of God rather than the things of the world? That's the question we have to look at. Because the choices we're making now are going to have eternal consequences. So if we want to spend our time, if we want to spend our eternity, rather, with God, then let's spend our time with God. If we want to spend our eternity away from God, then we're going to spend our time away from God too. So look carefully at your life. And then come back and ask the question that we started with. Do you really believe that you're going to rise from the dead? So let's be clear, first of all, your soul is immortal. Your soul cannot die. Your soul will live forever. You're going to die, which means your soul is going to be separated from your body. Your body is going to be buried in the ground or whatever it is they're going to do with it these days. But your body, even if they burn it, is going to be put back together and rise from the dead. You might look at it and go, oh, if they burn my body, how's it going to rise from the dead? If your body rots in the grave, how's it going to rise from the dead? Who cares if it's ashes or if it's dust? God made us from the dirt. He can remake us. Look at Ezekiel, I think it's the 36th chapter, just all the dead bones, and God puts it all back together and puts the flesh and the sinews and the skin on them. Nothing's impossible for God. So it's not a question of, wait a minute, how do I make sense of this? It's a question of, do you believe it? That's what it all comes down to. Do we have faith? You see, having faith in some of the objective things, that's pretty easy. Do you believe in the Trinity? Do you believe Jesus is both God and man? Things like that, oh yeah, those are pretty easy because those we can keep at an arm's distance. When it becomes subjective, that's when it becomes a little more difficult. Do I believe that this body, because remember, you don't get a new one, you get your own. For some of us, that's not a good thing, but, you know, oh well, this is what we got. This is what we're going to have for eternity. So this body is going to rise from the dead. It becomes very personal at that point. It's no longer at an arm's distance. It's no longer about one person 2,000 years ago who rose from the dead. It's about eternal life, and it's about our own self rising from the dead. So that's what we really need to look at. If we're going to say, yes, I believe Jesus Christ rose from the dead, then what follows from that is our own resurrection, which we profess every time we pray the creed. We believe in the resurrection of the body. Our own body. So don't make it everybody else. Don't make it just the saints. Don't, you know, make it yourself and ask yourself, do I really believe this? Because if we don't, then what good is anything else? If you're not going to go to heaven, what good is anything else? So these questions literally have eternal consequences. These are not minor things. These are not rhetorical questions. This is where the rubber hits the road. And this is what it's all about. So we're going to see over the next couple of next few days, the apostles didn't believe in the resurrection. The holy women didn't believe in the resurrection. The disciples going to Emmaus didn't believe in the resurrection. Even when they heard about it, they didn't believe in it. So we've heard about it. Do we believe it? Look very seriously at that question. Because if you're not going to rise from the dead, then Jesus didn't either. This isn't a minor question. This is the heart of the issue. God is calling you to eternal life. God is calling you, to be a saint. God is calling you to be holy. If we want to live our lives with God for eternity, then make that choice and live your life for God in time.